Love the theme song. It made me happy.
Oh, God.
I don't know if you actually did scout YouTube boys, but kudos to you for doing it if you did. They said at the beginning nobody responded, but at least they tried.
I have to say something.
Okay.
I think this is really funny. We have been listening now for approximately 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't until we ended this episode that the typing and the bag crackling started. I thought you guys were going to troll me.
2.5 hours.
2.5 hours.
Yeah.
That's what I thought Rochelle's whole long story before this was. I thought she was prepping to grab a bunch of munchies.
Now, her long story just didn't make any sense or anything. It had no point. Okay, so back to the critique. I love Flynn as a host. She just has a great voice. And, like, she has, like, a great, like, host energy.
She does. She has, like, a lot of personality. And, like, yeah. I like that.
I love the personality and stuff on the critique. You're just great. The problem is, Flynn started malfunctioning in the middle of the critique of Mega Dizzy.
Oh, wait. You know, it wasn't just... It was only when she talked about Dizzy.
Only when she talked about Dizzy. There.
And then kind of towards the end, yeah.
Yeah, because she was talking about Dizzy.
That's a redo, because it's driving me crazy, because this was, like, going so well. This was, like, the perfect show for me, and then the malfunctioning happened. I don't know if it was something with when you mixed it down, but no, because it was just Flynn doing it.
And just when she was talking about Dizzy. When she started talking about mine, it was normal, and then it went back to Dizzy, and she started skipping again.
I think that's something
so weird.
These critiques were a good length. You two together sort of bring a fresh feel to the show. You're both, like, super upbeat, and then Flynn also sounds very professional. But then towards the end, the critiques started getting way too long, and you got to kind of, I don't know if I should say, you got to kind of put a muzzle on Olivia and I think, a little bit, because she can talk. She likes to talk.
The Dizzy critique fizzled out.
It did. And it, part of it was because you were skipping, and the other part was because Olivia was just going on and on. I love you as always, though, Olivia, and I love the chemistry with you two. I do feel like you're both too nice when you critique, but, like, if you want to do the bubbly nice thing, that's fine, as long as you're not contradicting yourselves, which I don't think you were. I don't care about the Monique story or about Mystical Mafia, but it wasn't a long story, so it was okay, I guess, that it was in there. I liked this overall a lot. The only thing that ruined it for me was the malfunctioning robot Flynn.
Yeah.
Really weird.
That was the same thing.
She was great.
I, like, loved you as a host.
Yeah, you were, like... you were...
Oh, sorry, Reed. Go ahead. Or you're just laughing at the eating.
I'm laughing at the eating.
That's Dylan, by the way, not me. I ate earlier.
He's on mono. I can't tell. I'm not being eater. No, this is a good job, guys. I do think that when it came to Dizzy's critique, aside from the Max Headroom skipping thing that was going on, which was so bizarre, the energy on the critique sort of fizzled out, and maybe we were just distracted by the skipping. I'm not really sure. It was hard to say whether or not that was going to continue, because mine was obviously a spoof, and that sort of changed the whole tone of things. Just be careful with your critiques that they don't start to fizzle and go nowhere. Otherwise, I thought this was good. The whole thing sounded like it was mixed kind of quiet, which, you know, you probably could raise the volume up. That gives it a little, that takes a little bit away from the volume, from the energy somehow. So,
see,
I still think there was room to improve with energy, but it was good. I liked it.
See, the energy, it didn't really bother me, because it was, like, it wasn't super low. Like, you made a comment at one point, it was, like, NPR on party night.
Yeah,
and that's what it reminded me of. It reminded me of, like, a mellow kind of radio broadcast thing. But it wasn't boring.
No, I liked it a lot that way.
It only gets boring, I think, when the critiques get really long.
Yeah.
What do you think, Rochelle?
I love this. I liked Flynn as a host a lot, and I loved their chemistry. I thought it was really good. It was nice to hear Liviana with somebody besides Zane, because, like, I feel like her and Zane, like, they have, like, cute, like, argumentative banter, but this was fun to hear her doing something, like, exciting, you know what I mean? Like, the two of them being, like, happy together was really nice. And it was, like, I think I found Flynn to be very refreshing, like, a totally different perspective and, like, new, and I loved that. I like the idea a lot. I think the intro song is super funny, and I love the idea of being an all-male competition, because I think that we like, have a ton of really good girl singers, and so it's nice to just, like, listen to the guys. I don't know. I like that a lot.
Although I say with the given influx of new people we've seen lately, there's a good chance of the show filling.
Yeah, there's been some really good guys coming in lately, so try to snag them, you know? So...
They managed to do... Their critiques were upbeat, but they weren't... Like, I didn't agree with all their critiques, but they didn't contradict, and I didn't feel like they were sugarcoating things, really.
No, yeah, they said, like, what they want... They said how they felt about it, and I like, respect that. I agree. I didn't agree with everything they said, but, like, they stuck to their guns, so I, like, respected what they were saying. Yeah, like,
they didn't go back and forth on it, and it felt like they already knew what they wanted to say when they started critiquing, whereas... Like, last voice, it kind of felt like they were coming up with things as they were talking.
Yeah, I don't know. This just felt, like, really solid to me. I think your critique links were fine. I didn't notice it getting, like, you guys said it seemed like it was fizzling out a little bit. I noticed it a little more towards the end just because of Flynn's weird malfunction, which was just too bad. And, like... I don't know. Like, I think there's nothing you could have done about that because I know that when I'm mixing, like, if I'm malfunctioning in this recording right now, I probably wouldn't know because I probably would just throw the file in there and not listen back unless there's, like, a reason to edit something out. So, like, I think that was kind of just, like, an accident, and I'm sorry that it happened.
I think they were getting more comfortable with each other, and that's why they were going longer. Because I know, like, when you and I do Lone Star... We talk and talk and talk and talk. It's just because that's what we do, like, when we're not doing a show.
Yeah, well, because we're buddies.
Yeah, and so I think that's what was going on there.
Yeah, I agree. I think they're, like...
You guys want some privacy?
No, we're good.
Okay.
Yeah, well, you know, Flynn did make that comment, so... Yeah. When Reed leaves...
We'll be up all night. It's okay, Reed. We can do stuff later.
Yeah, it's fine. We stay up forever.
Does anybody else have anything else they want to say about this?
I would like you to call... Until this show goes, this show should now be officially called Jew Got Mail.
So. Jew Got Mail.
Do you guys see how I just cut off Rochelle's super long critique? I made a joke, and then I said, does anybody else have anything they want to say? So it didn't seem like I was cutting her off, but I did.
Until you said
I didn't have anything else to say anyway. Like, I was done. Like, because I was the one who made the comment about... Never mind. I was done.
Are you sure?
Dylan's just hating on me tonight.
Anything else you want to say? Are you sure, Rochelle? Did you want to tell your story?
No.
About Gil Dragon.
I didn't want to tell it. I don't want to tell any story.
Okay. So tomorrow night, we will
never telling stories again.
Okay, good. So that was Last Voice singing You've Got Mail, and I second that emotion. And tomorrow night, we will be doing the rest of the shows, hopefully. As long as they're not all super long. So thank you guys for listening. Feel free to give us feedback about these three shows. Might change our minds, or it might help our opinions. I don't know.
Yes.
All right. Good night, everybody.
Good night.